opportunities for career advancement, and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers, and by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris has now secured the support of enough Democratic delegates to become her party's nominee against Donald Trump in November, and the Republicans are taking notice. Here's ABC's Lina Louise.
Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, campaigning in Virginia, called the Democrats a threat to democracy.
Democrats are the ones who want to throw out 14 million ballots and not elect Kamala Harris, but select Kamala Harris.
Republicans ramping up attack ads on Harris.
She covered up Joe's obvious mental decline.
Our president is in good shape, in good health.
Tireless, vibrant.
Others slamming Harris's track record and bringing up race.
Kamala Harris campaigns today in Milwaukee. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle admitting that her agency failed in its mission to protect former President Donald Trump. Delta Airlines canceling 5,500 flights so far since the CrowdStrike Microsoft patch debacle, some still stranded. This is ABC News. Police body cam video now released after a deadly shooting by a police officer in Springfield, Illinois. The victim, Sonia Massey, was shot in the head in her own home after calling 911 to report a possible intruder. Former sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson was caught on another deputy's body camera shooting Massey. Here's ABC's Alex Perez.
Grayson, who did not turn on his body cam until after shooting Massey, explaining the situation to responding officers who ask, where's the gun?
House is cleared. She was the only one.
Where's the gun?
No, she had a boiling water and came at me with boiling water.
You shot her?
Yeah. She said she was going to rebuke me in the name of Jesus and came at me with boiling water.
Grayson charged with murder.
Grayson, who was fired after the incident, has pleaded not guilty. New migrant caravan making its way through Mexico right now toward the U.S. border. Hundreds of people starting the trip Sunday. Many in the group say they're worried about the border being closed down. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Join the legacy at Scotts Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scotts Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Ian Happ lined a solo home run. Six Chicago pitchers worked against the Brewers, and the Cubs won the opener of the new series 3-1. Last night, Michael Busch and Dansby Swanson each had two hits for the Cubs. Willie Adames, team-leading 16th home run, got the Brewers on the board in the eighth inning. Elsewhere yesterday in Major League Baseball, it was a victory for Pittsburgh over St. Louis, 2-1. The Mets 6, Miami 4, Cincinnati 4-1 over Atlanta, the Dodgers 3, San Francisco 2. In the American League, the Yankees 9, Tampa Bay 1, Detroit 8-2 over Cleveland, Texas 4, the White Sox 3. It was Oakland 4-0 over Houston, the Angels 3, Seattle 1. Minnesota was a winner against Philadelphia 7-2, Kansas City 10, Arizona 4, and Colorado 9-8 over Boston. It was also a big night for LeBron James, who scored the final 11 points for the Americans down the stretch, and the four-time reigning Olympic gold medalist held off World Cup champion Germany 92-88 in London on Monday night. It was the final tune-up before the Paris Games that start later this week. That's an update on sports today.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 80, partly to mostly cloudy and muggy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Tonight, spotty showers possible with some clouds lingering and a low of 60. Wednesday, a slight chance of a shower in the morning, otherwise partly sunny and turning less humid, a high of 77. Thursday, mostly sunny and mild and a high of 79. At the WRCO studios, right around an inch of rain early this morning. A little thunder and some lightning and an old-fashioned thunderstorm this morning. Currently, after a low of 64, we're up one from the overnight low. It is 65 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise on this Tuesday, July 23rd.
She don't drink whiskey much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. I'm her wild side. One crazy thing she does, I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. She could put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm a one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us here today on WRCO. Phil Nee with you on a Tuesday, the 23rd of July. I didn't accomplish too much yesterday, but, just kind of a nice summer day, that's for sure. We hit that high of 82, and then just kind of typical. It wasn't too hot, not too cool, and then a thunder boomer overnight. And there were no watches or warnings out with that. That's kind of refreshing. Seems like we have a lot of those lately, and I've talked about that. A lot of them are warranted. But you don't want to be like the boy who cried wolf either. Like every time there's, there's a warning. And then people don't take them seriously because you should. But it seems anymore that it doesn't take much to get a warning. And they predict winds of 60 miles an hour, which we don't see that often. unfortunately, it seems like southern Wisconsin has hit that a few times and we've actually had some bad storms in that area. But it just seems like we've had kind of a rash of those this summer. And last summer, of course, there was a drought going on. We didn't have hardly any warnings or watches or anything like that. And I think most of our baseball games and softball games and local youth sports, I don't know if we had any cancellations last year of those. 10 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
I love you cause I want to.
I love you cause I want to.
Carter on WRCO reports of an accident on Highway 14 between Gotham and Lone Rock today, reported to us by a motorist, and the traffic is not blocked or anything of that nature, but just be aware that there is an accident there and officers responding, and you may need to take it just a little bit slower in that area as they make preparations to retrieve the car and whatnot. Again, an accident on Highway 14 between Gotham and Lone Rock today. Be prepared as you motor along your merry way. It's 14 after the hour of 6.
Tired of reaching out. you say just move on. Am I not what you want me to be? Have you set expectations too high for me?
Kentucky Headhunters on WRCO FM 100.9, Country and Community.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Nutrition Enterprises is excited to announce the re-grand opening of our store at 24530 Hope Lane in Richland Center, Wisconsin, just 1 mile north of the fairgrounds. Nancy and Emmanuel Lunk enjoyed serving the Tri-County area since 1969. After Emmanuel's recent passing, Nancy wants to fulfill his wish for the store to continue serving the community with top-notch nutrition and healthy home products. At Nutrition Enterprises, receive personalized service service with the help of a registered nurse and explore our complete line of delicious Shaklee products and standard process supplements. Store hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We welcome you to join us for the grand reopening on July 25th and 26th. Stop by and see us or call or text 647-6374 or 647-2175 and place your order. Let us help you feel your best. Nutrition Enterprises, your one-stop shop for health. We look forward to seeing you.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-89 today.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Outside, baby, so pretty. Pretty since you find a lonely
Baby Bye Bye. That's Gary Morris on WRCO Radio with a 8-track flashback today. Garden is doing all right. Getting a few zucchini and cucumber. They're starting to come along anyway. Some things, though, have been ruined by the little bunny rabbits. It's been a good year for bunny rabbits, too. And a couple of them early on slipped through my mighty fortress fence and nibbled on the cabbage, good to eat. And so the cabbage crop has been damaged, and I didn't have any insurance on it. But the little bunnies, they're just laughing in the shade at me. Oh, well, some sort of conspiracy, I think. Here's John Conley.
She kisses little Katie's forehead as she turns out the light. A night ahead in a lonely bed, she's a military wife. She pushes back a tear, then sinks into a chair. Her mind says that's the way it is, her heart says it ain't fair. She knows the price of sacrifice, but she's proud to take her place in that unsung corps of warriors who stay behind and wait. They also serve those who stand and wait, praying by the foe to learn their loved one's fate. But they're still in the war, and let there be no mistake. They also serve those who stand and Jake climbs on the school bus, marches bravely to his seat. His dad's not home to say so long like his friends along the street. He has to be the man at home as long as daddy's gone. He promised him the day he left that he'd be brave and strong. So he tells his little sister, don't you worry, daddy's coming home. He's 8 years old, he's a soldier son, and he can hold his own. They also serve those who stand and wait, praying by the foe to learn their loved one's fate. But they're still in the war, and let there be no mistake. They also serve those who stand and stand and wait, praying by the foe to learn their loved one's fate. But they're still in the war, and let there be no mistake. They also serve those who stand and
John Conley, and they also serve. Here on FM 100.9 WRCO, and the news is coming up next.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
There are lots of reasons to come see The Music Man this summer, presented by Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin. It has classic songs you'll recognize right away, like You Got Trouble, 76 Trombones, Till There Was You, and the Wells Fargo Wagon. It's got a timeless story filled with laughter about Professor Harold Hill coming to a small town and falling in love with Marion the librarian. And it's got a large cast of your friends and neighbors, including a barbershop quartet. Shows are July 26th, 27th, and 28th, and August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and 2 p.m. matinees on Sundays. Tickets will be sold at the door and are $20 for adults, $15 for children, and a $60 family ticket for two adults and any number of children. Celebrate the summer with this look back to those great days of yesteryear by coming to see The Music Man.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. A high today of 80 with more scattered showers possibly. Also, spotty showers could pop up tonight for a time and a low of 60. So far, right around an inch of rain this morning, and currently we're at 65 degrees.
Shop local and save big this July with the Red, White, and Refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is making her first visit to a battleground state after locking up enough support from Democratic delegates to win her party's nomination to challenge former President Donald Trump, 2 days after President Joe Biden dropped his reelection bid. Harris is traveling to Milwaukee, where she will hold her first campaign rally since she launched her campaign Sunday with Biden's endorsement. Harris has raised more than $100 million since Sunday afternoon and scored the backing of Democratic officials and political groups. The Richland School Board of Education met last night. District Administrator Steve Board presented an alternative education program to the Board of Education at last night's meeting. He said that alternative education has proven to be successful in the partner school. After thoroughly examining the data and brainstorming solutions over the past several weeks, the administration has proposed this new alternative education program, which includes all three buildings for this coming school year. This programming would support students who are on the fringe of needing other supports, such as behavioral and academic, and the need for more support in their social-emotional learning, mental health, and executive functioning skills. He stated that this style of instruction will still give students the most important pieces of their grade level content while providing more time to learn and practice skills for life and to getting along with others. Offering this option to families will create another avenue to become the district that families choose to stay in and possibly use their choice to open enroll. By meeting students where they are and providing the support necessary, the district will help students grow into college and career steady in students in improving in the upper grades. The proposal would require the addition of one full-time teacher at each of the three buildings. Alternative education would be required through the next year, and the district will plan to financially support this licensure add-on as needed. Board also presented the second reading of the new Title IX policy. Due to changes in federal law surrounding Title IX, all districts need to have a new policy in place prior to August 1st. The district needs to have a policy in place for allegations of events that happened prior to August 1st, as well as a policy to handle allegations of events on or after August 1st. Because of this, the district could not simply revise the current policy, but rather need two policies. He also stated that the pre-referendum page on the school district website will be shut down for a few days to change it to a referendum update page. A community servant has died. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health System in Madison. Bill was born and raised in Richland Center, graduating from Richland Center High School in 1956. After serving in the Army, he came back home to work in the family business, Crosscups. Bill served as the Director of Public Works for the City of Richland Center from 1990 until 2006. He was also an EMT for Richland County Ambulance for 10 years and a member of the Richland Center Fire Department for 45 years. A celebration of life will be held this Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Two people are confirmed dead following a plane crash south of EAA AirVenture in Oshkosh on Monday. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Department says multiple agencies responded to a plane crash around 12:50 p.m., about 2 miles south of the EAA AirVenture event. Once on the scene, responders discovered that the plane was fully engulfed in fire. The Winnebago County Coroner was dispatched to the scene within minutes of the crash. The fatal crash came on the first day of AirVenture 24 and shut down all operations at Whitman Regional Airport. The names of the deceased occupants and all other plane identifiers were being withheld because of pending notification to the family. The cause of the crash remains under investigation by the NTSB. UW-Madison will sell beer and wine and prepackaged cocktails in general seating areas at home football games, starting with the 2024 opener on August 30th against Western Michigan. The UW Fieldhouse, which hosts Badger volleyball and wrestling, will also offer alcohol sales in common areas. Camp Randall will be the 16th of 18 Big Ten stadiums with alcohol sales in the general seating areas. In 2023, Wisconsin began allowing the sale of alcohol in general seating at the Kohl Center and Lebanon Arena. It advertises tickets to a night party called Wisco Freshman Invasion, supposedly taking place around the time of move-in and orientation for incoming freshmen. The address listed on the flyer is that that will be marked with the Wisconsin School of Business. Any back-to-school event sponsored by UW-Madison will be marketed to current students and will come from specific departments. UWPD asks parents to share the warning with their students and cautions they shouldn't buy tickets from an unknown source. UW-Madison police continue to warn about a scam targeting incoming freshmen at Madison. The Wisconsin DMV wants to make sure you have your photo ID ready to vote this fall. New guidelines to update, renew, or get your photo ID are now available from the DMV website. That includes having proof of citizenship, proof of residence, and other required documents. If you aren't sure where to find those papers, the DMV will help you out. You can find that list and sign up for a time to apply for a license online at wisconsindot.gov. Dozens of Wisconsin Alliant Energy workers have returned home after helping with tornado cleanup in Illinois. ComEd, an energy company serving northern Illinois, had reached out with 25 confirmed tornadoes touching down in the Chicago and surrounding areas last week. ComEd had almost 430,000 customers without power as a result of the storms. More than 70 Alliant Energy employees from communities like Beloit, Janesville, Mauston, Fond du Lac, Ripon, Verona, and Baraboo helped restore power to that area.
Get ready for the Iowa County Ducks Unlimited event Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Join us at Dodger Bowl 318 King Street, Dodgeville. Doors open at 5:30. Enjoy delicious roast beef and pulled pork sandwiches, hors d'oeuvres, and free tab beer while supplies last. Win big with the Shotgun of the Year, a Browning Maxis 2 Ultimate, and the Handgun of the Year, Kimber 1911 KW Custom. Get more with Duck Bucks. Buy a $100 package and receive $120 worth of tickets. Register by July 29th for a chance to win a $120 Duck Buck card. Register at iowacountydu.org and don't miss out.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 80, partly to mostly cloudy and muggy conditions. We could be in for some scattered showers both today and through this early evening on Tuesday night. A low tonight of 60 after a high of 80 today. Tomorrow, upper 70s, back near 80 on Thursday, and lots of sunshine Friday and 83. In Richland Center this morning, some thunder, some lightning, and some rain. Nearly an inch of precip here at the WRCO studios in the early morning hours after a high of 82. Yesterday, we were at 69 at midnight. Right now, with cloudy skies, it is 65.
The annual Southwest Wisconsin Two Center Club Tractor Show is on August 3rd and 4th from 8 to 4 each day. Experience truck, tractor, and implement displays, field demonstrations, and a flea market. Kids can join the Kinchy Pedal Pole on Saturday with registration at 10 a.m., a corn dig, and money hunt. Located off Highway 133 East on Perta Bay Road near Bosco. Sunday features Cowboy Church at 9 a.m., free admission and food daily. For more details, call 608-485-1623. All makes and models are welcome. Come celebrate our Hermit heritage with us.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's Public Indoor Swimming Pool and Fitness Center, and by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, some notes on the local and area scene, details on a Brewer loss in the Windy City last night as well.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteaders Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The hometown of baseball Northern Section playoff matchups have been announced. Wisconsin Dells will play at Sauk Prairie Sunday, Mesa Mania at Ashton, Wanakee at Middleton, and Reedsburg at Cross Plains. In the Western Section, those announcements have not been made yet because there is still a three-way tie for second place in the Western Section. The South team got off to a 13-0 lead in the first quarter, but the North responded in a big way, scoring 31 unanswered points en route to a 31-13 victory in the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Small School All-Star Game held on Saturday at UW-Oshkosh. Richland Center's Teague Perkins recorded two solo tackles on the day for the South squad. The Simon Shark swim team will return to action tonight. They have a couple of meets before the conference activities coming up on Saturday in Mineral Point. Tonight, the Sharks will be in Prairie du Chien. The Brewers left the bases loaded twice in a frustrating 3-1 loss at Chicago last night. Tobias Myers was saddled with the loss. That defeat breaks a three-game winning streak for Milwaukee. The Brewers were held scoreless until Willy Adames pounded his 16th home run in the eighth inning. Ian Happ had a home run for the Cubs. Manager Pat Murphy says the team had its chances.
We didn't come up with a big hit. We did a great job in some areas. I think our youth showed tonight. You know, Tobias was fabulous. He threw the ball great, but the balk, obviously the wild pitch with an 0-2 pitch, with bases loaded, and obviously throwing the ball away at second, you know, that accounted for two of the three runs. And
5 minutes after 7, first pitch time tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere, Pittsburgh defeated the Cardinals 2-1. Mets 6-4 over Miami, Cincinnati 4, Atlanta 1, and the Dodgers 3-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, the Yankees 9, Tampa Bay 1, Detroit 8, Cleveland 2, Texas 4-3 over the White Sox, Oakland 4, Houston nothing, and the Angels beat Seattle 3-1. Interleague play, Minnesota 7-2 over Philadelphia, Kansas City 10, Arizona 4, Colorado 9-8 over Boston. Elsewhere in sports, Packer training camp got underway yesterday, but there was no Jordan Love under center for practices. Love took part in organized team activities, but won't be on the field until he has a new contract agreement. He figures to get a deal that will make him one of the highest paid NFL players in history, possibly the highest paid. The team did reach an agreement with one of its top defensive players. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark officially signed a 3-year deal yesterday worth $64 million. The Wisconsin Badgers are projected to be the 7th best team in Big Ten Conference football this season. USA Today Sports Network released its rankings Monday, just before the 24 media days. The writers say Wisconsin has the 4th toughest schedule and the 5th best returning production from last year. No love from Las Vegas, where the analysts project just 6.5 wins for Coach Luke Fickell's team. Ohio State is picked to finish first, and Purdue is at the bottom of the stack, rated number 18. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Tuesday morning sports.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly, and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know, whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free one-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCO.
Did you hear about Mary, the girl we thought was so sweet? She broke up Ellen and Tom, who lived down the street. That heavy mortgaged house over George and Betty's burned down. They don't know how it happened, 'cause they were both out of town. Kick the can, it's a game we all understand. Keep kicking your fellow man, kick the can. You know Deacon Evans, who hated drinking so bad. They're still investigating that last little wreck that he had. And Jackie Sue Martin got married just 6 months ago. Just had a new baby and it weighed 8 pounds or so. Oh, kick the can, it's a game we all understand. Oh, keep kicking your fellow man, kick the can. Selling and leaving for good, because that new family has moved into our neighborhood. Joyce isn't working, but she's always got money to spend. And Mr. Clark, the banker, was seen leaving her house again. Oh, kick the can, it's a game we all understand. Oh, keep kicking your fellow man, kick the can. Oh, kick the can.
Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones here on WRCO Radio, our morning get-together with all kind of chills and thrills, and maybe you could even win some ice cream. You'll have to stay tuned and listen for the ice cream man today.
That you walked into that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever, for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. Looking for someone I can spend it with.
Chris Young on FM 100.9 WRCO. Yeah, we'll talk about a few things to celebrate for today coming up.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from July the 22nd. We had 371 head today, 21 head of fat cattle today. High yielding choice Holstein steers 169 to 179. Choice Holstein steers 158 to 168. And select unfinished steers and heifers 157 and down. 91 head of star cows today. The top 20% bring 120 to 141. The middle 60, 90 to 119. And the bottom 20%, 89 and down. Two bulls day. Most bulls 168 and down. 246 head of calves day. The top 8% Holstein bull calves bring 510 to 760. Quality Holstein heifer calves $600 and down. Quality beef calves $300 to $950. And the light pork quality calves $180 and down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale on Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Today happens to be Yada 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 Day. Michael W. Caspi saw a need for this. He was a fan of the Seinfeld episode, the 153rd episode of that legendary series, which aired originally on April 24th of 1997. The phrase yada yada yada, which means so on and so forth, or blah blah blah, was used in the episode. Today is Yada 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 Day. Also, it is Sprinkle Day. Chance to put a little sprinkles on your cookies or your ice cream. And by the way, speaking of which, today is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. And it's Peanut Butter and Chocolate Day as well. I'm always a vanilla guy. At 31 flavors, I usually pick vanilla. So, just the kind of guy I am. Anyway, enjoy some ice cream in the summertime.
When loving turns to parting, I'm always the first to leave. Cause when it comes to heartaches, I'd rather give than to receive. I've never cried myself asleep, just praying I'll get through. I've never lost a love, not counting you. Not counting you. I've never had a heartache, not counting you. I've never have been blue. There's no exceptions to the rule. I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost a love, not counting you. On my knees and ask the Lord above if He would only bring me the one I'm dreaming of. Begging to be taken back and swearing I'll be true has never crossed my mind, not counting you. Not counting you. never had a heartache. Not counting you, I never have been blue. There's no exceptions to the rule. I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost in love, not counting.
A news update is next here on FM 100.9 Country and Community. Here is Sammy Kershaw.
Times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes.